A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 13th, 2017. And this is a live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 live talk, we are going to talk about the violence that rocked some parts of Harare, that is Mbare and Highfield, is ruling party youths and opposition supporters clashed.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about political violence and impunity.
Human rights groups, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association and the Zimbabwe Peace Project have released statements condemning the political violence which took place in Highfields and Mbare suburbs in Harare. MTCT members were assaulted while carrying out door-to-door recruitment and mobilization drives in Highfields, that is in Harare. MTCT District Youth Deputy Organizer Prosper Tiribacho and six others were injured as a result of the attacks. There were also violent clashes after ZANU-PF youth attempted to disrupt a funeral of Chikita Ngano, an MTCT member in Mbare, during the weekend.
The incidences come just weeks after Opposition Transform Zimbabwe members were allegedly assaulted during a cleanup campaign in Chitungwiza. The disturbances are coming after the United States State Department released its 2016 Human Rights Report, alleging the growing abuse of Zimbabweans by the state. According to the report, the most important human rights problems remained the government's targeting members of non-ZANU-PF parties and civil society activists for abduction, arrest, torture, abuse and harassment, partisan application of the rule of law by security forces and the judiciary, and restrictions on civil liberties, including freedoms of expression and assembly. A senior ZANU-PF official has dismissed the report as a non-event.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, unja loke foji. Gibbs Nasi, tila wati tinge tichi taura, nezwe mirijonga, ya gaitika mkupera kwe viku kukumbare, neku Highfield, kukunonzi kwa karuiskwa wa tsigiri ve MDC T, neve ZANU-PF. Mirijonga ya iriku yoo mshire meku urwiskwa okwe vamwe ve Transform Zimbabwe kuchitungweza. Asi, ziruku yoo panguwa imwe chete yo, United States State Department ya burisa gwaro iro rinotarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu ichitiyo inenge iri kuona sekuti mutemo muZimbabwe une haunyatso itwe zvakanaka unorerekera kune rimwe divi vachiti zvinotariswa kuti wabuda mbamani nekudaro panoonekwa kunzi mapurisa vasori nemauto vanoita hawo madiro ajo jina vachimbunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu asi vasina anosungwa gibs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing. Yes, leto mbalo kuti liyaphila lapho ekhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya tina lapha siyaphila. Yes, sikhuluma ngakho ke ikona ukuthi songani kulabantu abakhahlamezwa kwezombusazwe sizwile ukuthi abalandela iMDCT bake bagijikijinyiswa sibili khona ngale Mbare kuzobuya le Highfields. Mbare ngale kade kusemfeni ikaba bomunye okukanya engwe umuntu weMTC. Then abantu bezani bathi abafuna ukuthi bayenze ezinye izinto khona ngale bangasifuniyo kuzobuya ke khona ngale eHighfields eHarare njalo kukhanya ngazani okuhluphileyo ukuthi labo be-MDC kade behamba i-door to door ukuthi babe befika beqoqoda bebuza kuti kambe uyafuna ukufisa yini ukungena kukhetholo zayo nxa ufisa ke sitshele ukuthi sikulungisele ukuthi sihambe layo khona ngale kuyi-register then abantu bezanu basebezonda ukuthi hheyi phela kumele angabekwezi khonokho kwase kulwiswana ke khonapho singathi ke kuningi ongani sokusenzakala le-State Department njengokutsho kwakho Blessing siyakhuluma ukuthi eZimbabwe lokho kungazani kuyanyathezelwa ilungelo lomuntu abantu.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Ms. Mukoko, thank you for joining us today.
You're most welcome. How are you?
No, fine. How is Harare? Are you in Harare?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell us what is going on. It seems as if, you know, violence is coming back again.
Yes, it is quite worrying on our part that it seems that the issue of intolerance is coming up again. And I'm not sure if this is already the campaigns coming up where violence is targets the opposition. I think it was said to note that
Unfortunately, we got cut off.
It was a very clear line, you know? Indeed.
We'll try to connect again with Justina Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, of course, is the director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. And she herself is a victim of this abduction, allegedly, by the state. Hongu kune vachangoti bata nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yemhirizhonga yakaitika kuumbare uku tichitarisawo nyaya dzesarudzo dza 2018 kuti zvingavere izvo zvaakukonzera kuti munyika muite kusagadzikana makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinge tichitaura nyaya iyoyi uye kuti dambudziko remhirizhonga ringapedzwe sei munyika Gibbs.
Yes, yabona ke uJustin ubekhuluma ke umkhokho ukuthi hayi kwanyangazani khona kwe-violence ngani sokukhona khona ngale ke eZimbabwe ukuthi kukhona ukuthi kungabe kusenziwa into eziningi. Kodwa ke esikubona kwe-Blessing ukuthi bona abantu abakhahlamezweyo abanye balimele bahambiswe ezibhedlela kodwa silethemba lokuthi akula muntu obuleweyo ngenxa yakhonokho. So ke sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kathesi sixoxene ngakhonokho siza ukuthi siyathini ngakho zulu kandaba lesi sikhathi senu njalo le yinkundla yokuthi likhulumele kufisayo nxa lingakhulumanga abadala bayakhuluma phela bathi ungakhaliyo ufele embelekweni so khalani sizwe sikhulumeni sisonkeni sibone singathini ngodaba lona. Yeah, Blessing.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and we are talking about political violence. I think we now have Ms. Mukoko back. You may continue with your thought. I'm sorry you got cut off.
Okay. I was just saying that it's a bit worrying to note that even when people are at a funeral, they were attacked on the 11th of March. And it's said that we are going back to where the rights of citizens are not respected. It's enshrined in our constitution that people have the freedom of association and assembly. And you find it difficult to then think why people have to be attacked simply because they belong to an opposition party.
And there's also a report that has been released by the United States State Department alleging, of course, that human rights abuses are continuing. They are talking of abductions. If you remember the abduction of Silvanus Mujova, they are talking about torture and all those things. And at one time, you were abducted yourself. And what they are also saying in this report is that you know, it appears the perpetrators are not brought to book. Whatever happened to your abductors, Mrs. Mukoko? Was it ever investigated?
I wish I knew who they were. What I know is that they were security agents, and that was established by the Constitutional Court. And I think at the moment we have a civil suit that is in the courts in terms of the issue that I was abducted and tortured by these people. And I think as we are speaking, it's 2 years since Itai Dzamara was abducted. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been seen since. And after Itai was abducted, I think towards the end of last year, there were activists that were abducted, tortured, and some of them injected with unknown substances. And I think it's quite concerning that the issue of abduction is still being used in Zimbabwe after a court of law actually declared that it is against the rights of citizens for citizens to be abducted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs.
Yeah, masikhangele udaba lokuluke ngkosikazi imgogo. Ubona ngazani pho lungaqedwa njani ngoba kade sikulungiselwa ukhetho. Kambe kungathiwani ngakho kwenze ukuthi abantu bengasabi.
Sinakhangela isekelo sethu sombuso sicacile ukuthi kulezinto ezifanele zenzakale nxa kulabantu ababe bebangele ukuthi kube nodlakela. Okwenzakalayo njalo kudanisayo ukuthi abantu laba baziwa endaweni eziningi ukuthi ngozibani lozibani abayenze lokhu njalo bahlala kuleyo ndawo. Kodwa labo bantu ababotshwa. Yikho kusihlukuluza kakhulu. Kodwa sasibona ukuthi kwamanye amacele kungaba lento encane nje abantu bahle baphange babotshwa. Kathi kwelinye icele leli kungani abantu bengabotshwa nxa bangabangela udlakela lwezombuso welizwe. Ngibona ingani kungaba lokutshengisa ukuthi abantu balakho ukujeziswa. Abantu bazakwekela lokho. Okwenza ukuthi abantu balokhu beqhubekela phambili bebangela udlakela yikuthi akulalutho olwenzakala kibo.
Hayi ke bamba khonapho ungayikatshana. What she's saying is that, you know, there are no arrests that are usually effected when some of these cases are actually reported, even to the police.
Mm-hmm.
So she says that's why maybe the violence is actually resurfacing and continues to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just because people are not arrested at all.
Asi, Mzvari Mukoko, titarisa kuti sarudzo dziriko muna 2018. Zvazvinodai pamuti munyoro kuzoti padzinenge dzaswedera. Panobuda chakanaka era.
Tikatongotarisa blessings zviripo ndezvekuti tikatarisa ma-by-elections anga achiitwa. Tikabva kuhurungwe West kubva muna 2016 takaona mirira yakaitika ikoko. Vanhu vachirohwa pamberi pevana vezvikoro. Vako tikaenda kuNorton, tikaenda kuChimani Mani, tikaenda kuBikita. Iye zvinezvi tatarisana nemwe neEast. Hapana chiri kuratidza kuti pane kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Saka kwatiri kuenda uku kuri kutongoratidza kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Nekuti kana zviri kutotanga iye zvino, zvinhu zvinotishushei mupfungwa dzedu. Nekuti kana taakuzonosvika chaipo pekuti zvinhu zvaakuitika zvinenge zvaakutonetsa.
So when we look at, you know, violence, at the end of the day, we know that we are saying that people are not arrested and all those kind of things. But do you see it coming to an end at one stage in Zimbabwe, really?
Sorry, I missed the last point.
Do you see the violence being contained in Zimbabwe, even if there are no arrests? Is there any way that it can be contained?
I think it can be contained in the sense that I am fully convinced that all this that happens is actually organized and systematic. There are instructions that are coming from somewhere. And if those instructions stop coming, I'm sure that we can deal with it. I'll give you an example of the 2013 elections. That strategy was changed from causing overt forms or gross acts of violence. And we saw the subtle forms of violence being used. So it's actually possible that people can actually be told that there should be no violence, that people will follow that. As long as we don't have these instructions being given, and also if we have the structures of the violence disbanded.
Mm-hmm. And some have looked at SADC and some the African Union and at times the United Nations to come and intervene. Can they provide a solution to this crisis?
I'm not sure if we can all the time, as Zimbabwe, say, let's get people coming from outside to come and sort out our problems. I think at times we also need to admit that some of these problems need us as Zimbabweans to solve them. Uh-huh. Because it is Zimbabwean fighting another Zimbabwean. And it is important that people get to a platform where they are able to deal with some of these issues so that we can find lasting solutions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ms. Mkoko, please do stay on the line. She's saying there we cannot continue to outsource our problems. Interesting. Regatiende kudemterere wedu wekutanga tinava verem ku South Africa makadi. Va verem makadi.
Kuzwai makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tirina nezvedu va verem. Va verem unoona sei wo nyaya iri mudariro yemhirizhongai. Zvingagadziriswa sei?
Tinonetsa ndechekuti mhirizhonga yedu iri kuitwa munyika medu neZimbabwe. Chiri kunetsa ndechekuti iyo mhirizhonga yabva mukuitika iyi yaitika parufu. Ndozvinoshamisa zvizhinji. Handiri muri kupaona.
Yeah.
Saka chinondinetsa ndechekuti ivo vechidiki vacho vanotumwa kunzi vaende vanoita zvinhu zvakadaro izvizvo pamusoro pevamwe vana veZimbabwe. Ivo vasingavangaoni here kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu munyika. Chavanenge vanyatsopiwa chaicho chaicho chinondinetsa ndechekuti chii chavanopiwa kuti vazosvikira mukuita mhirizhonga ivo vachiona kushupika kuti kuri kuitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Saka vavheremu dambudziko remhirizhonga ringapedzwa sei?
Dambudziko remhirizhonga rinonetsa kupera kwaro nekuda kwekuti chiri kuitika ndechekuti vanonzi vanenge vachikonzera mhirizhonga vacho vanenge vachibva mubato reZANU-PF. Saka hatingati ringaperi. Kupera kwaro ndokunge tagona kuziva pekuvhotera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vavheremu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Gibbs, you're there from Mr. Veremo. He's saying that he's really disturbed by the fact that some of this violence took place at a funeral wake. He says it's very disturbing. And he's saying that the only solution is to vote for an alternative to the ZANU-PF government. Regatende kuna mkoma pedzai cha munogwa. Variku botswa na makadi mkoma pedzai.
Ipo, makadi iwo mkoma blessing.
Aiwa, isu tirinani. Parise ipa Botswana.
Pari nani zvapo.
Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa nyaya yemhirizhonga poitwa sei?
Vablessing, mkoma blessing nyaya iyo inonetsa. Manetsero ainoita ndokuti mukatarisa zera rinoita mhirizhonga richituma kunoita mhirizhonga iyoyo. Ende raita mhirizhonga iyoyo, mapurisa haana munhu waanobata. Wamunonzwa chidaka vaya vanoenda kunoripota ndo vanosungwa. Handizivi kuti mapurisa anosenza chirudzii. Ndopedzisira senokuda kwekutaura ndichitini. Semaziviro angu zvangu ndofunga ndakandogara muHarare kwenguva yakareba chaizvo. Ndikatomboda kushandiswa nenzira iyoyo ndikaramba kusvika tazorengana kusvika ndati ini ndizogara ndiri muyusi yokurovana nevanhu handizvikwanisi. Nyaya inonetsa ndeyekuti ZANU pachayo inozviziva kuti sapoti hatizvisina. Zviya zvamunoona vachimira vachititeni sapoti dzedzakuti havana kuvhara vanhu kuti tichaita violence kuti vaya vamaopposishini vazazoziva kuti zvarigin yataita itai vanogoti tinei tine sapoti. Sapoti haina ZANU. Nokuti kana munhu une sapoti haufi wakaenda kunorova mumunhu kana kuenda kunotukana nomumunhu. Kana ndine changu mumba handifi ndaenda kuna mainhingi kuti kana ndikana kukumbira ndovavenga kana vakati handina. Andi zivi kutisu zineja zanu dinga zgadze sase. Zinu neza, dei mapulisa angari, mapulisa ari independent. Yes, violence ya pera. Zinu mapulisa ari kuzikanamu. Ukasunga munu weza anu. Ausina maria ucha tambira mzanu. Zinu, panu neza wedwe. Ndino washungu kuruwazi wazukuru. Ndinaba anabari muarari kana bashandi tuwa menzira yoyo. Kana baba. Vaba kishani tuwa wawo wa singa fungi imo saya wa si minda haka kuri ziraba na mti wasa ita suza kaita saya suza nga wali kupinda sa politics wangu ita politics za wali mumbaka na wago na kunu foto wano foto kuti nyazi wadze kuti vanu wano roe wabari panamo kusare mekeza rufuga iyo
asika iyo zani ino mboti woka mkoma pezi vanu pikisa vanu vanu itangwe waka temero magorumere
God bless you. Iro roe jira, muru shani sa ira roe kuti, njoo vanoita. Ipa zani notura advantage of that. Yuba yata roe kuti, kunu zonzi, vanwe, ma opposition duari kukonzira violence. Iyo ya hapa mbe iripa kuti, vanwe, ma opposition duari kukonzira violence. Iyo mbeserwa, iyo njoo iripa ita violence. Muno zizoka na mpana, andita katiza ku mzano. Haka zokere ila ku mpana rikuwa mbareo. I'm not going to benefit through violence. Kupindura sa, niku kurumiza kuti mvunze umwe. Ano prolonga discussion yake kukuvara kuti mimsa mvunza mvunzo. Kuri pachena umwe omni mchipana kumvunza. Muri zicherejeze izvozvo. Ene ndo kukumbira iwo kuti kazhinji zhinji kana mchipa mivunzo kuvanhu veMDC kana kuti kuna vamwe nani zvake. Kudai pachena panyanyanyanya kuvanhu vezano. Nokuti mukavapa mukana wekuti opposition yaita zinyeke nyeke. Ipapo zano iri kutora advantage iyoyo kuti ichariga kungonzi opposition ine zinyeke nyeke.
Aiwa tinotenda zvedu mukoma pedzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Mamondikanga mangu yareba man.
Aiwa tikukanga.
Tinotenda.
Of course that's Mkoma Pedzi in Botswana. Of course he's saying that when we interview some ZANU PF members here on Studio 7, sometimes they present what he's calling alternative facts. They don't they don't address the question. So he's saying that you must ask very tough questions. But of course he's also saying that you know, we should report less. This is where I don't agree on opposition or alleged opposition divisions, because RBF might take advantage. Of course, we don't take any sides. You know, everyone is free to support any political party, including ZANU-PF, of course. Studio 7 is not a political party.
No.
Or do we back any single candidate?
It is just a platform. You know?
Yeah, it's just a platform where people meet and discuss their ideas in peace. Again. Yeah.
Let's go back to Mkoko. Now, Mkoko, tell us, what do you think, you know, about issues that maybe the opposition at times causes some of these problems? Can that be true?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Does the opposition actually spark some of these problems, you know, when it comes to violence? Does it start it, or is it started by ZANU-PF? And, you know, what do you think about that?
I suppose when we are talking about political violence, when it happens against one side, there's also a risk that the other side will want to revenge. And we have seen situations like that, where the opposition decides to also revenge, that they don't want to probably accept this lying down, and as a result, it becomes a kind of a cycle. But I think from the work that we do as the Zimbabwe Peace Project, I think in all the research that we have done on a continuous basis, I think the majority perpetrators have remained ZANU-PF, and those that are always on the receiving end are people from the opposition. But I think we have insignificant numbers where we also record cases of violence being perpetrated by the opposition. But I suppose there are those reasons as well that I have highlighted where you get situations where people feel that, well, they have taken advantage of us and they would want to also fight back.
And another interesting thing that I noted in the State Department report, it was saying that it also appears when it comes to the Constitution, most of the police officers, especially the junior police officers, do not really understand the provisions of the new Constitution, in so much that they just violated left, right, and center. Do you agree? Are you hearing this from people about the police not respecting or understanding the Constitution?
I think what we have seen, especially last year, Blessing, is that we saw the police actually becoming perpetrators of a lot of the violations that we were recording. There was a lot of police brutality. And I think for a few months, we saw the police actually overtaking ZANU-PF as perpetrators of human rights violations, causing a lot of violence. And I think the police need to appreciate what their mandate is. And I think there should be this distinction between political parties and the state, so that we don't see security agents actually being complicit with one political party when we are looking at issues of how rights are violated.
Thank you so much. And I think we are now being joined by our second guest, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma, also a member of the ZANU-PF Central Committee. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Honorable Chuma, it seems as if there's some resurfacing violence in places like, you know, Mbare. There were some skirmishes between ZANU-PF and MTCT youths. The same applies to Highfields. So does this actually signify that violence is creeping back into society in Zimbabwe?
Well, for starters, violence in whatever form should never be condoned, because the end result of violence is that either a life is lost or someone is maimed, and it could be you, it could be me. So if ever there's anybody who can be heard to want to encourage the acts of violence, that person definitely must be taken to some psychiatric unit to be checked upstairs, because that is a no-no for modern society. So I'm not really sure. I'm not privy to the situation and scenarios that have occurred in Mbare or Highfield, as you say. But talking from a point, from an advantage point view of my party, ZANU-PF, I know that for a fact, our leader, Comrade Arajim Gabe, who is also the state president, has been on record denouncing violence. And I remember we even coined a statement which was coined by one of our late vice president, Comrade John Lana, Comrade, said, "Peace begins with you, and peace begins with me, and peace begins with all of us." So as a party, we will not condone violence. And I happen to sit in the highest decision-making body of that party, which is the Central Committee. And I can tell you, I have not missed a single meeting of our sessions. And in no certain term or circumstance have we ever condone violence. But it does happen, yes, I know. But you see now, people are individuals first and foremost before they become party members. So if somebody decides to do that, definitely they must be brought to book. We must get into a system of having people to account for their actions. And that is a proper system. Because like I said, it could happen to you, it could happen to me. So if you laugh it off today because it has happened to somebody else, to maybe to a ZANU-PF member or to an MDC member. What if tomorrow it comes knocking right by your doorstep? What do you do about that? So, talking from a very well-informed stand, I can tell you for a fact that we as a party do not condone violence. So if it happens and it's being done by one of our members, they must be brought to book and be held accountable as an individual, but not as a party. Because I'm sure you know that even MDCT has people that have done those acts of violence. But I'm sure MDCT itself will not want to call itself a party of violence, but that individual who will have done that or that group that will have done that must be then be brought to book and things should be looked at from that viewpoint. And once we start separating that, then we're beginning to solve. Because what we're saying is that we're saying, okay, let's put the party aside. Iwewe as an individual, what have you done? Or you as a group, what are you doing? Then that way, we begin to tackle issues because we're now naming and shaming. But if we just do collective and say, ZANU-PF is a violent party or MDC is a violent party, we'll not solve anything.
Mm-hmm. But Honorable Chuma, I think talk is cheap. Why is it that Mr. Mugabe is not walking the talk? Because there have been many incidents of political violence that have not been investigated, even in cases where the courts have identified the perpetrators and called on the police to arrest them, and nothing was done.
I'll tell you something. I wonder how you can actually come up and say the president has not walked the talk, because he has emphasized it publicly, he has condemned it publicly, not in a private meeting, whereby I'm sure you, as Studio 7, have a clip of him saying that. So which means that he definitely is against that. That is why you say when you testify your sins in public, it's difficult for you to do it then thereafter. So what I'm saying is he has done it publicly. And I can tell you what, when these people do these acts of violence, normally they don't do it openly. So it is hard to then identify them. But now we need situations and scenarios whereby we could probably pick a person and say, this is the person that did this. Because most of the times, these people, when they're taken...
Honorable Chuma, I said...
because of lack of evidence.
Honorable Chuma, I said there are incidents where the perpetrators are known. I can give you an example. The two alleged CIO operatives, Kitsia Tota and Zimunya, who allegedly killed Talent Mabika and another opposition MDC supporter. They are known, they were identified, and Justice David said they must be arrested. But nothing was done, and Kitsia Tota continued as an operative, state operative, even though there was clear evidence and there were people willing to testify.
I'm not really privy to that issue, unfortunately, but what I know for sure is that we've got a very, very independent judiciary system which has tackled. I know of some ZANU-PF activists that have been arrested and they are in jail for engaging in acts of violence. And I know some that are in Jigrubi, in Harare, for engaging in these acts of violence. So that's why I'm saying that these things have been done. But the problem is that at times, you talk about this kid, the fellow that you're talking about, but his evidence been brought up to the police for them to then arrest and take to court so that...
They refuse to investigate.
How do the police refuse to investigate that?
The High Court actually gave them an order to go and have him arrested, but nothing was done. And this is not an isolated incident.
If you see an order and you don't do that, then you're in contempt of court. And if you're in contempt of court, you are definitely picked and you can go to prison for that. That is why you see even ministers that were deemed to be in contempt of court would quickly then rush and make do and justice of whatever the court will be demanding from them. So there's nobody who can be above the law. So that's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, I cannot really comment deep on it because I'm not privy to the issues of the Kitiatota saga. So I will not be the best person to comment on that. But from a general point of view, what should really happen is that if there's enough evidence, because most of the times these things fall away because there's no enough evidence.
No. Honorable Chuma,
unfortunately,
people have gone to the... People have gone to the police, the victims, and they are actually arrested. you know, there are incidents. They are well documented. Maybe I can allow Ms. Mukoko to come in. Ms. Mukoko, can you chip in there? Mrs. Mukoko? Maybe we'll go back to here. Regarding Bozo, get a good material. Mukoma Johannes Moyo, Magadi Kadom. Mukoma Johannes?
Hello?
Dim Koma Johannes?
Yes.
It's Pio Pungazin.
Yeah, in the guy in the tower. Hello?
Taura is in Trugun's way.
Now, yes, I am in Badas at Atista. When we get on board, my team is an appearance of 1981. As he, 1984, put up one in my opposition party, Taiwan, Kathy and Larry, UANC, yes, that.
I see. Martin Luther King, kuma 1963, first black president Obama akazo sarudzwa muna 2004. Zvinotora ngo yakareba asi mirizhonga inenge isina kunaka ndozvatiri kutaura.
Right, isi tine zvidzwa mirizhonga ina kunaka. Asi dambudziko ratinaro muzimbabwe ndeyekuti munotaura nomunhu anotokurudzira vanhu vati kana achinge aenda kuseri anotovaudza kuti vanhu vanofanira kumbobatabatwa, vanofanira kumbotochiniwa chiniwa. Kana munhu achitaura kuti
I was like, tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from Johannes is a bitter man, but he confesses that he was once a ZANU-PF youth member, and they used to terrorize opposition supporters, ZAPU and ZANU-DONGA parties back in the 80s. But he's saying that he does not see the light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel, he is alleging, is an oncoming train. It's not going to end well. But of course, like I was telling him, you know, it's Gandhi who said an eye for an eye makes the world blind. I think people should, you know, there might be violence, but still it should be addressed peacefully without resorting to further violence. So that's what, you know, the whole argument was about. He was saying that it's time for the opposition to retaliate, but obviously this will take Zimbabwe 50 years back.
Yeah, so he's no longer a ZANU-PF youthist.
No.
Yes, this is Lapa Slow, Stephen Mashongani, also South Africa. Iba Mashongani, unjan?
I'm ready, Gipsy.
Kunja Lapa Kona Lamdanje Kona Abo?
I'm Dungeon Tetra and Do, Nisuke Kai, and Yeliza, and Tetra and Do.
Yeah, Kunja and Tuando.
I turned over right, Lama.
Ah, Bam Bam Binkuns, Pelagola Petuando.
Eh, Kuchiswa went away to Lapa, Baba, whatever we are Kai, but we are joined the Lama and the Guigon Kona Mandela.
Yeah, I was in my point. So, what did you get about it?
Itavalulu uyabona into ehlupayo into eyihwana yokuthi into mayienzakala kuthiwa iZANU-PF. Why is it angithi uzwile umgabe last yathi ne abantu bahluphayo la eGoli ngabantu besikhalanga. But makwenzeka into kuthiwa abantu bezalo kanti why singathi ngamashona ngoba angithi uyabona ukuthi baqale ukulwa ngale kubo le. Kuyiwo abantu labantu laba bathande dzangudzango awukwazi ukuthi labantu bathengele utshwala basibambe babulala abantu kwabona Saturday ngilengikhaya into ebeyenzakala lapha kunabanye abafana bahamba bakhampena bezanu baqale ukukhampena manje mabakhampena kuzoba lithuzelwa litshelwa ukuthi liyabona abantu bebesemathebheneni last babulalwe igugrawundi mamaizane ngaluzeti lizabulala lizafanisana abantu besemathebheleleni. Manje into leya angeke iphele ngoba abantu labaya mamakwenzekala into kuthiwa iZANU-PF makwenzekala into iZANU-PF abantu laba bahluphayo ngabantu besishona angithi wangizwa sizafika kuphi masithi iZANU wabona uDamara angabonakali lathi iZANU-PF sometime ulunywe engiwenya ayegoli kukwaze bani lokho ngoba abantu amathebhile yibo bantu sibaze ukuthi babulalwa ngegugura hundi babulalwa ngamashona manje aku akuphumi ekegcekeni ukuthi la bantu ababulelwe yini uyabona le ndawo
ngiyakuzwa Mashongane
and izangudlangu le angeke iphele mama olo president asaphila izaphela mama ahambile lo president kuyikho abantu bazoqala ukuthi ngavalwe ngokwabo manje angeke iphele le zangudlangu never.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye Mashongane qedisa khonapho ba.
Ngisho lokho ngithi mina ngisukele ekhaya ande la bantu bafika balithathe balifake emithingi manje mina ngibe ngisuke ngahala la into lezi bazikhuluma manje ngitshelwa ukuthi mina uzawuqotshiwe ungasahlali kule lizwe ufanele ukuthi uhambe nto besishona usazifanele ukuthi uhambe totally la bafana la mama ngithi jika ngiyele emagroseni ngithole bathengele etshwala la bantu laba and ungathengele utshwala wobulala umuntu kuyenza lokhu maikhandala kwemali iphile kahle.
So bebengaphi imali party kumbe ngaphi?
Ya khona le mali party le. Bahamba ngelori bahamba bakhambeyina manje basithusela bathi hehe mayingadliwe ezanu kusho ukuthi lingabilizahlaselwa ufana nesemathebheleleni.
Ha, siyakuzwa kuzima ukukhuluma Mashongane, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Yeah. So that is Stephen Mashongane in South Africa. We are saying that you know, at the weekend he met some ZANU-PF youths. We're actually campaigning, saying that if people don't vote for ZANU-PF, you know, they deal with them, like what happened in Matabeleland and the Midlands. That is in reference to the atrocities. So he says, you know, the unfortunate part is that these youths are given beer and nothing else. You know, when they are drunk, they can do anything. But he sincerely believes that people should use a certain term. Not to say ZANU-PF, but Shona people did this, in which I think maybe he's stretching it too far. So at the end of the day, I think it's a question of maybe looking violence in another kind of perspective. So that's his own perspective there. Then it's slow. Yes, Tate, Mlai Rokten. Mnumza Nungomo lapa, Ose Kungani, Baba Nkomo, Sawamuge Lokten.
Yobu Njan.
Hai, Bicha, Njan.
Ngiyaphila mina.
Yeah, posela konkomo.
Yeah, uyabona i-violence asozivele sithole sisaba. iZANU ele violence from 1980. U-Lookout Masuku ufele ezandleni zeZANU engalacala ebothelo dabengwa. Kufuze abantu beZimbabwe i-history sibe yazi, singakhuluma ukukhuluma u-MDC. Abe Harare ayikuthiwa ngamashona, so mashona. abantu beHarare futhi bengazifaki kugrawundi kulama individual esiwaziyo asikuthi ngabantu beHarare bonke abanye vele bebangazalwa abanye babekhona kodwa bengaparticipate babengekho ekubulaleni abantu ekunqondeni abantu bedisela abantu ezindlini mina ngomunye wasurvive kugrawundi ngo-1983 ngikhumbula bethunye ubaba betekhwelistata ngenyawo ebambe izandla phansi phambi kwamehlo kwamehlwane izanu ngizumuntu eyidefend ithi ayela violence umuntu ogulayo usik kuze sishiye esibhedlela uyagula 100% kuze ilalise engutsheni ezibomvu abantu laba baphosele ebhalagu bephila laphana baphosele ngobani amasotha kabani ayiphathi amazipra imilete emakhempu ngesikhathi sivele zambi ore singazaziyo zonke ba kusenziwa izanu besika betele ebusuku bingabuyi nalamhlanje abanye asikwazi ukuthi bakuphi konke lokho kwabakwenziwa uMDC kunengi yena lo babo thena bethi amaNdebele sahlala ngo-1983 ngabantu abancane abatshelwa ngabazali ababolile engqondweni abafuna singazwanani labantu beHarare ngoze umntwana onjalo ekhuluma into enjalo onganikho ground wayibona yena engayibonanga uzalwa yimuntu oyistupid ongalangqondo eziphilileyo oleke funa ukuthi eZimbabwe sibe le-tribalism singazwani abantwana laba bafuna ukuthi behambise ku-workshop yepolitiki politics abakizwe zezanga zingcolile zokuhlukanisa abantu ukuthi abantu bengazwana neZimbabwe silabangani abavele eHarare bakhuluma isiZulu labo abaningi kakhulu siyakwazi ukuthi kubulawa abantu babengekho ngo-1983 bengazifaki vele kulokhana ngoba if lapho befuna ukulandela khonokho why rights asalisod emathebeleland labo behlale vota ma ukuthi bazonda abantu bemathebeleland amathini bazonda beHarare asifakini ibhoda laphana kube simpu ukwenza ukuthi umsindo lowo ungapheli baba ngoba singaleko siwulola kuthiwa kukho kungapheliwo komunye iminyaka ilizwe lizaquka phakathi kathu ngoba kasithandana ngithi ngokuabazali okule ngqondo engcolileyo okutshela abantu abancane bangathi utshwala ukuthi amaNdebele sabulawa ngo-1983 kubuhlungu ngoba akukho right abantu beHarare kabakhulu emqondweni befundisa abantu ababe into e-right bakhona abantwana abadebele abantu ama-background yibe lingabauza ukuthi bebesenzani baphosela abantu ebhalagwe bahambe befaka abantu phezulu badubula behambe bedubula abantu bebatshisela ezindlini konke lokhana sikubonile kodwa abantu beHarare ma bekhuluma nge-history konakho sikukhuluma asibazondi labo abastikekikho okwenzela lathi ma kunamunye owonto weHarare sibasapote lathi besisapote kugugrawund kunokuyihlehlanyana vele kwegugrawund so abantu beHarare bonke abanye vele bakini 100% correct
Enkomo sibongile kakhulu Nkomo.
Ya sicela u-divide lo lukhona abantu beHarare emathebeleni lemigendi kufuze sibe kwazi ukuthi singa continue ngalo ilizwe lelu zaqunywa kathu. Believe me or not, azamani ukuhlanganisa ingqondo si ama opposition parties wonke ehlangane siye ku election okuyizana lokusikube ku dustbin laphana tikhethe abantu abakhini abangalagazi ezandleni. Abazolida ilizwe.
Yes, siyabonga
kakhulu. Wonke ama political parties baba azehlise.
Siyabonga kakhulu
baba Nkomo. Ababuye bonke sithethe abantu abasmart abakhini abangazange kuze buyalele ezikhundleni. Khona bo umuntu ezanga lokho nalapho. Obhosi
bakhe. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo. Isikhathi
sesidlule.
Sesidlule umango. Yes, kodwa hayi siyakuzwa sibili yakhuluma sibili baba. Uza kuphendula ubaba ukhona lapha ke ubaba uJoseph Chuma
kodwa
hayi sibongile
isisebenzi lo.
Yes, sibongile baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Alright. Okay.
So that was Mr. Nkomo in South Africa is really angry. He says that ZANU-PF is a violent party. I think that's the basis of his own argument. And he says that Shonas are not did not commit these atrocities. It's certain individuals who did this. So that should be spelled out, you know. And he says that's the way people should think about it. And he says at the end of the day, you know, there's a reason why there should be some reconciliation. Because what he believes is maybe we can end up having two countries in Zimbabwe if some people persist by saying, you know, there was a right for Ndebele to be killed. So he's really angry about it and he was stressing it, you know, saying that there's some young men who go around telling lies about kukuraundi, roping in certain shonas and all those kind of things. So he says such people need what is called political reorientation. Mm-hmm. And lastly, maybe he says he's a survivor of kukuraundi, and you know, nobody with a sane mind can defend ZANU-PF, according to him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's have Honorable
Chuma, yes.
Chuma respond before we take our next guest. Mm-hmm. Honorable Chuma?
You see, the gentleman that just spoke here brought a very interesting perspective to our debate. Mm-hmm. He says that not all Shonas participated in the kukuraundi issue, but certain Shonas did that. And that's exactly the point that I was driving to you earlier on. When I say do not say that ZANU-PF is a violent party, but certain individuals within that party do carry out acts of violence. And those are the people that should be identified. As the same way as even in the MDC party, there are some members of the MDC who are known for being violent. But it does not then necessarily mean that the whole of MDC should be deemed to be a violent party. And that's exactly my point, that let us not use an umbrella perspective when we look at these things. Let's look at them holistically and say who has done what and how and when. And then when we look at things in that sober manner, and then we're beginning to build, and while we're doing it as well, let us desist from being angry. Because once you're angry, you are then disillusioned. You don't see clearly. Because anger, at its best, makes you a poor judge of any event, of any occurrence. So it's very important for us to be sober about this thing. It's very important for us to identify the real root causes of, these things. Because like I said in the beginning, nobody who is sane must ever accept and allow violence to occur in our society. Because it may not be happening to you today, but it will surely one day knock right by your doorstep. And then what do you do when it affects you directly? I was affected as a Matabele person. I lost a relative during the kukuraundi era. So I know that, and I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody. And that is why I said we need to be sober about this thing. We need to be realistic about this thing. We need to separate issues about this thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable Chuma. Let's bring in our last guest, human rights lawyer, Mr. Dioa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
No, thank you.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, do you think the state is doing enough to end this political violence?
No, definitely not. And that's the biggest problem, that the state is not only doing insufficiently in terms of curtailing political violence, but also that the state itself, through its different structures, particularly the security forces, is implicated. If you look at groups that have documented human rights abuses in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum and others, they identify the state as the main perpetrator of the violence. Look at 2008 electoral violence. The state was the main culprit. Look at the kukuraundi massacres in the early 80s. The state is the culprit to the 5th Brigade. So it's not only that the state is not doing enough or is protecting perpetrators, but also members of the state are part and parcel of the problem. So this is the big challenge that we have, and in legal language, they call it impunity, the failure by the state to hold accountable those responsible. So Honorable Chuma is quite right that we need to identify the root cause. And the root cause in Zimbabwe is that our own government is complicit, is an accomplice, is part of the problem. And therefore, it will be very difficult for us to have accountability and justice, because the source of the problems in terms of human rights abuses is primarily the state.
Mm-hmm. But also, Gibbs, you can make a follow-up.
Yeah, so, Mr. Mavinga, now, if the state is said to be committing all these kind of, violent activities and so forth, so who's going to stop the state from doing it?
That is precisely the national question that we face in Zimbabwe, that, you see, those that should guard the people are the perpetrators. Our liberators have become our oppressors. And we are caught in a terrible situation where any attempt to have a different option of government is thwarted through violence. This is why you see that when we are approaching elections, this is when you have spikes or rises in violence, because the violence is deployed by the ZANU-PF government to ensure that people cannot freely express themselves in terms of voting. So people sometimes talk of the rigging of the ballot or the stealing of the vote, but part of that involves the use of violence, deployment of violence, so that ZANU-PF in its own way strikes fear in the heart of the people. So this is one of the biggest problems where, in order to move forward, you have to vote for a different party. But you are unable, as a people, to vote for a different party because the control of the state apparatus by the government in power. So what it will take is for the people of Zimbabwe, this is what I've always said, to come together and realize that Zimbabwe is not a normal functional democracy. Zimbabwe is an authoritarian regime that requires not just, you know, the normal opposition parties going to elections, but a coming together of the people in unity to say enough is enough and to demand accountability and reform. This routine and ritual of just approaching elections blindly, as the opposition has done in Zimbabwe, should stop. The MDCs and others should not just say they are going into elections because they hope to win a few seats in parliament, because Zimbabwe is an executive presidency country where all power is concentrated in the office of the president. And with that, the president can dismiss parliament, the president can enact laws without parliament, the president can do virtually anything, and parliament cannot do much. And so what we need is for the people of Zimbabwe to come together and speak with one voice and demand change and open up space for investigations into Gukurahundi, investigations into all these kinds of abuses. My sister just spoke about how the Constitutional Court found that state agents had been responsible for abduction and torture. And yet, with that court ruling, there was no accountability. So it shows you that this government is sitting on a lot of abuses. The carpet is bulging under because of these abuses, and they will not do anything about it, because the individuals involved are members or allies of the ruling party. So we need, really, to have a fresh start as a country. And for that to happen,
Mr. Mavinga,
people must come together.
But Mr. Mavinga, are you alleging that the opposition members are all saints?
So come again. Opposition members are what?
Are all saints? They are not involved at all in all this violence?
What I'm saying is this. Zimbabwe, we should not make a mistake of thinking that the biggest problem in Zimbabwe is interpolitical or intrapolitical violence. Mm-hmm. No. The biggest problem is state-sponsored violence. So if the opposition commits, members, if they commit violence, they will be arrested promptly and the justice will be meted out. So, but it's selective because ZANU-PF, and I've interviewed ZANU-PF people who have said, we are sons of the soil, we are ZANU-PF, and we are above the law. If we are arrested, we will not spend a night in cells. And this is the problem. It's not about, members of the MDC or whatever opposing party committing violence, because the law will take its course. But it's about ensuring that we have non-partisan, impartial police force that does not look at ZANU-PF or the MDC. But
okay, Mr. Mavinga.
A crime committed.
Thank you. Let's bring in Mr. Honorable Chuma to comment. Honorable Chuma.
Right. I was listening to Mr. Mavinga very well, and I think what is very important here, like I said earlier on, is to really deduce and see where the violence begins and where it ends, and then we go back there. Like, for example, I'll give you my constituency. In my constituency, when I was campaigning in 2013, I would meet with the MDC candidate, and we're doing roadshows together, and wherever we meet, we'd exchange notes and exchange greetings, and it was all good and nice because of our mindset. We even held a public debate at Mabutwene Hall, where all candidates who were vying for being MP for Peranda Mopoma were all invited, and we all went there. We articulated our manifestos to the people, and I think that's a paradigm shift that is needed by every politician to say that, do not be too desperate for a position so much that you might even want to queue for.
Thank you, Honorable.
People to choose.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but thank you so much, Honorable Joseph Chuma, and also human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, and director of the Zimbabwe People's Project, Ms. Justina Mukoko. Thanks to the Zimbabwe Peace Project. Okay, thanks to our listeners, of course, our viewers,
thank
and
you.
Our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.